Do you need that beeping door, the door beep?
Yes.
Okay, good. No, if you need it, that's fine.
Yeah. Yes, I okay. absolutely need it, yeah.
Good, well, you have it then. Hello and welcome to episode 515 of, I was going to do a joke there and I think I blew it.
Okay, do it again.
Like from the beginning?
Yeah.
Let me try. I'm going to do the joke and you just tell me if you get it or not.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to episode 515 of the Two Live Hosers photo show. That doesn't sound right.
Kind of like Two Live Crew, but hosers.
Well, yeah, comes into play later.
Okay,
this sucks. No,
we're banned. We're banned in the USA.
Oh, you did get it.
Yeah,
it just wasn't that funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why are we banned?
Hello and welcome to episode 515 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, not banned.
Safely in Vancouver, out of the clutches of President Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were banned. I was going to talk about it a little bit later in the topic part. It'll not really talk about it, but it'll lead us into the brief topic this week. But evidently, we were banned in the USA. Why?
I don't know.
I was hoping you're closer than I am. So okay. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. So for those listening, if you can still listen, I don't know. Are we banned on the podcast too? We got banned on Instagram. People in America were trying to follow along with our the monthly challenge, and
we're
unable to see those challenge photos from other people. It was just blocked due to some sort of a ban on the hosers.
Just the hosers?
I'm sure there's bans across the internet, but it wasn't like Instagram was shut down, but the hosers were definitely knocked off the Instagram in America.
Oh no.
Yeah, I actually don't know why, but a few listeners sent in some messages and sent me some DMs and whatnot, alerting us to this, because obviously we didn't know, because I could see the pictures here, because we're not in America, P.S.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seemed to be a regional thing, but probably to do with the election that was going on.
That you were rigging.
I wasn't rigging it, but I wasn't not rigging it. Okay? That's all I'm authorized to tell you, Adam.
Okay.
So I don't know if they were listening to the show, and then like Zuckerberg, big fan, obviously. And right. So he listens. He emails me offline. Like he's like, yeah, don't mention my name. But now I have to call him out. Evidently, we're too hot for the USA.
Okay, all right, let's go with that.
Yeah, we'll do that. Amazon, if you need,
we're not banned from there. Yeah,
no, not yet. I'm assuming that's coming. So far, Bezos still a fan.
Okay.
We'll get back to Zuckerberg in a minute. But point being, click through our site on your Amazon link and do your shopping. Help us out. My GPS watch came. We talked about I'd ordered it last time we talked, and then it came a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried it out. Went took it out running. Very handy. Well, I figured out why my 10K time was so good. It was like 8.5K. That's why. So if you just don't run like the last 1500 meters, you shave a lot of time off.
Okay. Good to know.
What I thought was about 10K, I was ballparking it. I was like, I don't know. I said somewhere between 8 and 10K, because I was trying to, like, before I would go on Google Maps and kind of drag a line around and figure out distances and stuff. So this thing told me, no, man, you're doing 8650. That's what you're doing. So I found a new route and I'm doing 10K, which, by the way, so I've not been running 10Ks. I've been running, like, I don't know, earlier in the pandemic, I was doing like 6K a day, like four days a week, probably. And then working my way up, was doing about this 8.5K, like, you know, 4 days a week. And I decided, that's it. I'm going to start running. So I'm doing 10, I'm going to do a 10K every day. That's my plan.
Okay.
Okay. So today was day five of that plan. I got about 500 meters from the house and realized my Achilles was probably going to snap. So I made the call. I turned around and came home, ended up doing a kilometer, and was like, yeah, I think I should just probably give it a day off. Maybe you're running a 10K every day right out of the gate. Not a great idea.
No, flawed plan.
Okay, so I don't want to, you know, obviously I'm a tough guy. We all know that. So I could have toughed out another 9K, but I figured the damage would not be good, like some sort of inflammatory response, which would potentially put me out for the rest of like a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So did I do the right thing? Is my Achilles going to snap? How do I avoid that?
I don't think this is the forum that we deal with it here, but you need to probably stretch more and you probably need to work up to that distance and not be running 10K every day. That's not a good plan.
Yeah. How does beer play into that program?
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Unless I have at least five.
Or have it after.
Yeah, no, not during. I'd probably knock my teeth out on the bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, you're telling me go with cans. That's much safer. And then lighter when you're done.
That's right.
Gotcha.
And I'm going to just tell you, if it felt like that today, it's probably going to take a little bit of time to be running, even 5 or 6K. So
really?
Yeah. We'll see.
Okay, it's not actually the Achilles.
Give us the update.
It's between the Achilles and the calf. Like, it's too low for the calf, too high for the Achilles.
Yeah, that's kind of where the muscle becomes tendon, and that's a high stress point. So
okay, yeah.
Take a little time. Do lots of stretching.
Oh, boo. Yeah.
A little bit of icing, work the foam roller, all that stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
I like the GPS watch, though. It's cool.
Good. Yeah.
All right. What's going on, Adam?
Yeah, just the same, all the same. We had a little bit of flash of some nice weather, so that there was that. That was good for a couple of days. Now it feels like winter again, so it's I don't know, like 2 degrees in the morning. I think there's snow in the forecast coming up in the next couple of days for the Lower Mainland, so that's exciting. Otherwise,
how are you going to go sledding with other people then?
I don't know how that's going to work. I guess you can go adjacent to other people, but yeah.
Right.
Where I am, we're pretty restricted right now. So not in all of BC, but I'm in one of the areas where, kind of like you, we're staying pretty isolated from other people.
Right. Okay. Since we spoke last, I remember last episode, the one that got us banned in the USA, that one.
Yeah.
I believe my advice was my constructive criticism was, hey, America, get it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that fell on deaf ears. Yeah. Do you watch it? Come on.
I watch some.
You can't not.
Yeah.
You can't not. It is, wow. Is this really happening? I just wanted to check out, like, maybe I am having, like, a bit of a fever dream, and this is just me, or this is really happening?
Okay.
I
think it's happening, yeah.
Okay. All right. Get it together soon, I guess.
Did you see, I happened across it just because I was waiting for Saturday Night Live to come on this past weekend.
Right.
Because Dave Chappelle was hosting.
Yeah.
There was a football game between Notre Dame and Clemson, Notre Dame Rudy. Number 4 and Clemson number 1 in the country. And it was kind of right before Saturday Night Live. And that was a gong show. Did you catch the highlights of that?
No, I did not.
Did you hear what happened?
I did not.
Okay. So, I mean, again, great football game. I really didn't even know it was on. I just flipped over expecting to see Saturday Night Live starting, and the football game was still going on. It was double overtime. And again, this is the these are two of the best teams in the country. And it was an incredible finish to the game. But anyways, Notre Dame wins.
Where were they playing?
They were playing in South Bend, I believe.
So yeah. Why was it on? Oh, you're watching the you have that fancy thing where you can do the East Coast Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. So it's okay, like that makes sense. 8:30 start time or whatever.
Okay.
So the game is, Saturday Night Live is delayed because they are not starting it until this, you know, massive football game concludes. So Anyways, the game finishes. As I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, there's quite a few people in the stands. Like, it seems to be different state by state in terms of sporting event rules and blah, blah, blah. I can't keep track, right?
Right.
But the game ends, Notre Dame wins, and the stands just dump onto the field. Like, the entire football field is covered in people, and the security can't do anything because there's just too many people, and everyone's just hopping the bleachers and running onto the field. And it's a surreal, I'm sure you could kind of pick it up on YouTube, but it's a surreal moment of what you do in America.
Right.
Yeah, and there's players, and like the players are just kind of like walking around. Like, the players don't have masks. Some of the fans do, some don't. But just, again, imagine, like, I don't know, when you watch movies or sporting events now, we're watching it through a different lens. Just like, you know, I find that, oh man, there's a lot of people at that party scene on whatever Netflix show I'm watching. And it just kind of, you know, yeah, sort of takes you back to a simpler time where we didn't have to worry or think about this stuff. But no, this was a throwback event where on the biggest scale, I don't know if South Bend's going to be allowed to host too many more nationally televised football games, because it was a gong show in terms of what happened at the conclusion of that game. So anyways, it was interesting. I thought maybe the whole world saw it because A, it was the two best team or two of the best teams playing head to head, but it was also leading up to Saturday Night Live. So
okay, there you go. I'm checking that out now. Yeah.
Pre-COVID.
I find the same thing too, where I'm watching TV shows and thinking, oh wow, like, remember back when you could just walk into a business, you know, like it was okay, you know,
or even speak to a stranger.
Yeah. No problem. Like that, or make eye contact and, yeah. Or like you look at like in like episode of Friends and you're like, hey, there's so many people in the coffee shop and they're all white too. Like, wow. You know, like you were saying, better times.
Wow.
And that, no, you said it.
No, I didn't say anything.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why you went there, Adam. It's kind of, now we're getting banned again.
Yeah, for sure. That's all it takes. Now we're done.
Zuckerberg does not go in for that.
No.
Yeah. I'm on record with not liking that guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Don't care what you think, Zuck. I was hoping to have a woodworking update for you today with photos, but I'm not quite done the cabinet.
Okay.
Takes a lot longer than you expect, man.
I didn't expect it to take long at all, so anything is longer than IKEA. The IKEA lineup.
I guarantee you, me building this from scratch, all the little pieces, it's less time than it takes you to put something together from IKEA.
Okay. All right. That's probably true.
Yeah, probably me too. Though I am glad that IKEA is in the rear view. They are tied with Zuckerberg in my opinion.
Okay.
in my book of so. There's that. So a lot of little things. I built inset doors, and I've never made inset doors before, and so I have to mount those tomorrow. I think it'll be ready tomorrow. So next week, Adam. Next week you can see photos of the Kleiderschrank. You'll be very excited. It matches exactly to the dresser. So there's that. We also had fantastic weather here, by the way. When you say fantastic weather, we had, it was 21 degrees a couple days ago.
Oh, wow.
That's ridiculous. That's why I was running so far, because it was such nice weather. So I blame global warming on my broken Achilles. But 21 was fantastic. Getting a little cooler now, but still, still t-shirt weather on November the 12th when we're recording this. But that means yesterday was Remembrance Day in Canada, and the first time that I can remember that I was not in Canada. Normally, this is the week I'm in Canada.
Right.
And yeah, I went on the YouTube channel to see the Vancouver ceremony, and it wasn't really much of anything. I guess I couldn't do much.
Yeah.
I didn't see the whole thing, but you know what was missing for me?
What?
Bagpipes.
Hmm.
I love hearing the bagpipes and the drums and coming down the street. And fun fact, bagpipes in Germany, you know what they're called?
No.
Dudelsack.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, there you go. So anyways, you had the day off yesterday.
Yeah, we you know, basically went for a walk, but yeah, there's no Remembrance Day ceremonies publicly to be had. So yeah, we just kind of had a casual family day, like every day seems like. The kids did have a Remembrance Day ceremony in school, but it was all done virtually, like, you know, each classroom, Jack was explaining to me, had like their part in the assembly, and then they either pre-recorded or they just kind of did like a big school like Zoom meeting kind of thing, and then each class did their thing. So I thought, oh, that's a pretty good way of sort of, you know, having it be sort of a school-wide thing, even though they were all just within their own classroom. So yeah, good on the schools for kind of finding innovative ways to kind of do this stuff, because I do think it's really important, and I think that the schools do a great job about kind of celebrating kind of what Remembrance Day means. And maybe not celebrating, but kind of celebrating, yeah.
Celebrating is a bad word, but honoring, yeah. I think.
Honoring, yeah, I think that's a better
word. I knew what you meant. I wasn't going to call you out on that one.
Yeah.
I explained to my kids what Remembrance Day was, because obviously they don't have it here in Germany. They have Forget Day, and it's every day. So, okay, too soon?
Maybe.
Okay. Wow. Go back to me. You're the one who's doing the racist bit about Friends, man. It's fake news right there. So I was explaining Remembrance Day and what it meant and why you know, the whole deal, how it came about 102, I guess, years ago now. Where it honors, and 101, I guess it was 101 was the first Remembrance Day, but and I explained what, you know, the poem, the John McCrae poem was, and Flanders Fields, and read that to them, and they didn't care really, but you know, I kind of got a little goosebumps kind of when I'm reading them the poem, even though I was never the kid in the class who read it at the ceremony, but it was always there every year, right? And explaining that to them, it's kind of a weird feeling, because usually I'm in Canada, like I said, but weird times, I guess. Okay.
Okay.
Reminder, monthly challenge this month is Black and White. And that's kind of zigging when we should be zagging, which is, I was hesitant to put a monthly challenge of fall colors out there this year, because we have this time, the last couple of years, we did it, and nobody had fall colors. And now I said, I don't want to do it. And now I'm seeing on Instagram the stuff that's not banned. I'm seeing tons of fall colors from a bunch of listeners. So that's on me. So we're still doing black and white, though.
Okay.
So there's that. Yeah. So put that on Instagram, hashtag #2hosersmonthlychallenge, hashtag #heyhosers. Even better, do both and tag us at #2hosers. And I'm sure by the time we go to look at that, the ban will have been lifted. That's my assumption.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope so.
My wife was like, "Well, did you get in touch with Instagram? Like, did you look into it?" Like, no. Like, what do you mean, in touch with Instagram? How's that going to work?
Or do we just have to start a new hashtag?
I don't know. We'll see if it's banned. If it's still banned, like, listeners, let us know. Is it still banned or not? I guess I could do like a VPN and go on there and see, but that sounds like a lot of effort. So
yeah,
let us know if we're still banned. And I'm assuming it's done now that the election is partway done. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, it's halfway. They're at the halfway mark.
Oh, gee. Let's hope so. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Yes. Well, it might not be interesting, but I did shoot something unrelated to the photo challenge. I wasn't sure if I was going to if I was going to take a photo challenge pic, but we went out for a walk, my wife and I, on the weekend. It was just a beautiful day. And I thought, oh, I'm just going to grab the Fuji camera because, you know, maybe there'll be something interesting to shot. I took the camera with the thought in mind that I'm going to look for something interesting.
Right.
Okay. I wasn't thinking that I was going to take my photo challenge pic, but I was thinking I'm going to have something interesting to shoot. And then as we walked and walked and walked, I really thought, oh, I'm not sure that there's anything interesting on this walk. And then I decided that, oh, and there's kind of like, you know, some driftwood in a, we kind of walked along the dike through Richmond and we kind of came to a spot where I didn't realize there was some driftwood and some long grass. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. And there's some, it was a blue sky. And so it wasn't a good time of day. It was kind of like right noon o'clock or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So you get very, you know, no open shade where we were. And so just bright sunshine and harsh shadows, but the colors are good. And I thought, I'm going to take a shot with the Fuji. And so I took a shot of my wife who agreed to participate. And so she's kind of posed, kind of crouched on the log because I wanted to sort of get the background colors with the sky and the trees and whatnot. So there you go. That was a Sony snapshot photo.
Sony.
Or sorry, not Sony, Fuji.
Fuji
snapshot.
You got rid of your Sony, right?
Yes. That's
okay,
right.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
The this is where the, now did you do any saving work on this with the RAW file or did it come out of the camera just looking like that?
I just played around with the vibrancy and saturation, but other than that, that's
no shadows.
Nope, no shadows. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it looks good. I mean, because you probably could raise the shadows a little bit, but it's not like there's a ton of detail in her sweatshirt that I need to see. So you know, you're fine.
Yeah.
But I find I don't know if it's different with this camera. It is different from camera to camera. I don't know if you noticed that, like when you're trying to pull out shadow detail out of the RAW file. But the Fuji does a great job of that. It's all around great job. We never stopped talking about it, really.
Mm-hmm. So, and I hadn't taken it out for a while, so I just thought, oh, I better take this camera out. It's been on the shelf for a little too long.
I hear you. That's how I feel about mine. So I did the same, and I took mine out a number of times. We ended up, because like I said, the weather's been fantastic, so it was, all right, let's go for hikes in the woods. That's kind of been our move lately. And so I took it out. Which did I? Okay, I got Woods 1 and Woods 2. So there's my son in the woods by himself trying to look cool.
Okay.
And that's the Fuji, like just crystal clear from corner to corner in that image. And then a different day. Different pants. So a different day, it's my son and my daughter on a different hike in some different woods that look very similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, that's 100% the Fuji. I took it out and every time we went, because the only thing easier to take on a hike than your Fuji is probably your iPhone.
Right.
And the new iPhones do a great job, obviously, but I just love that Fuji. We should get free Fujis from Fuji, shouldn't we?
Free Fujis.
Give us some. Throw us the next. The what are they on now? Is the V? What's the next one going to be?
I don't know.
The VI. It's got to be the VI. It's got to be the 6. I don't know what they're going to do. The V. I don't know. Whatever it is, throw one to me and one to Adam because we're
sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, we like you. So that's how we do it. I did break out the 5D Classic for a couple things too, because I just thought, you know, I really love that camera in this particular light, and that sort of like you know the evening light when magic hours at 3:15 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And so here you can see there's a shot of my son playing some soccer with his buddies, just leaves everywhere, but still t-shirt because it's crazy weather. And that's the 5D Classic, which just still sings.
And is that 50 mil?
That's the 50 mil, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normally, I was it's the 85 is my go-to, and I just thought I'm going to change it up a little bit, bring the 50 out, and have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks good.
All right. That brings us right to our challenge then, is fall colors we did for this week, because I knew we'd have some fall colors. So, Adam, Let's look at yours.
So mine is of my wife taking at a park yesterday. We kind of went for a walk at a park again on Remembrance Day, Trout Lake. I had gone there last year, took some photos of some friends for a family portrait as a little job. And anyways, I thought, this will be a good day for, we've done a million walks in Steveston in the surrounding area. And we thought, let's get just out of our neighborhood and go for a little walk, in a place where, you know, there's going to be a lot of space, and Trout Lake is kind of a big park and you can walk a loop. My kids aren't big for going for strolls with their parents, but they did, they did agree to participate and they didn't really have a choice. So yeah, we just went for a little walk. And then I spotted this hill where there wasn't a ton of leaves. I expected there to be a lot more leaves because there's a lot of trees at this park, but there wasn't actually a lot of leaves. And then we spotted behind this little baseball diamond, like a hill, and it was just covered in these bright orange and yellow leaves. And I thought, okay, this is going to be our spot. And because it's a hill, I thought, oh, I can, you know, pose my wife in front and then use the leaves as kind of just one big backdrop, which is what I did. And so there you have it, standing about, I don't know, 5 feet from the hill. And so just used it as a backdrop. I thought, this almost is going to look photoshopped because of, you know, the fact that there's no foreground. But anyways, that's all it is. I promise, not a Photoshop. I did not blow this out completely. So this was the 85mm, and I think shot at maybe an F5 because
F5, I just checked.
Well, because this goes out of, like, this lens goes out of focus so quickly in the background. So she's not very far away. And I wanted to make sure it looked like leaves. And at a 2.8, like, this is just a blur of orange and yellow, right, which I didn't want. So yeah, I had to go all the way to F5. With that lens in order to make the background actually look like leaves.
At 2.8, the bokeh is a joker.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
My new shirt I'm patenting.
Yeah.
Your bokeh is a joker. I'm going to do tomorrow is go search out for a much larger, better house, because all the money that comes in on that shirt, I'm upgrading.
Yeah, you're really gonna need a serious vault for that money.
I'm gonna look on Easy Street.
Yeah,
Einfachstraße is what we call that here.
Okay,
so good. Boca Joca. I'm loving that. So you're right. I mean, I know this isn't Photoshop because you're not that good at Photoshop. So that right out of the gate. But if you look close, like, this could look Photoshopped. Had you lit this, because this is just available light, correct?
Right.
Had you lit this, the instinct would be to drop the background by about 2/3 of a stop and then light your wife. It would look 1,000% Photoshopped, even though it wasn't.
Right.
So the fact that you're able to balance this light and then, yes, the background, what was confusing to me was why the background wasn't gradually going out of focus.
Right.
Like, it's just bam, like the bokeh at the bottom is just as big of a joker as at the top.
Right.
Okay. So that's what, now the hill makes total sense. When you went on this hike, was that the plan? Like, the plan, part of the plan was obviously reconnect with your family. But also to take this photo. So did you specifically go with this camera lens choice, and why not the Fuji 100?
I didn't really have a specific kind of photo in mind. I just happened upon this. I just thought, oh, a couple of days ago I had the Fuji out. Now I'm going to bring a different lens and camera combination, just because, again, I feel like, you know, they're having conversations when I'm not around, saying like, hey man, like Toy Story, like we're never getting played with. So
right.
I felt like it was just time to get that camera and lens out. But no, I didn't go in with any kind of preconceived notions of what I was going to take. I didn't even know if I was going to take a photo for a challenge. I just thought, all right, this is fall in a park. I should be able to get something if I bring my camera. So,
yeah.
And it was a park that I've only been to a couple of times. And so I thought, I didn't know if I was going to take a picture of my kids. I didn't know if I was take a picture of my wife. I didn't really know. So this combination outside is very versatile. So the full frame with the 85, I could take a group pic. I have to just get a little further back. I could take a tight portrait. Again, outside, I don't need, the Fuji's great if I was going to go for a day hike. This was an hour stroll in the park.
And that's a great choice, because especially where that park is I believe like a lot of spots you'll have like, obviously, well, it's called Trout Lake Park, so there's a lake there, but there's also, you can see the North Shore Mountains in the background.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you have a lot of options there where you have like the trees in the background, but you also have those mountains. And so for a group shot, you could take it and really back up, but then also compress those mountains into the shot very nicely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very versatile. Yeah, you know what I said about the X100? Piece of junk. Get rid of it.
Yeah,
don't get yourself an 85 mil and a 6D. Or you didn't take the 5D Classic with you.
No, and you know what? Now I'm thinking it's been a while since I've had that camera out, so that's got to be the next photo. I will use my 5D Classic because it's getting jealous.
Oh, I shot a bunch with it, the one I showed you of my son, but I shot a bunch from that day, and I'm blown away at how crystal clear, just how razor sharp those images are. And so I miss that camera. Hey, 5D, you're gonna need a lot more work coming out the next couple of weeks. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I was actually talking to my camera.
Yeah, I was being the voice of your camera.
Okay. Good to know. All right. So let's have a look at mine fall colors. I also went with people in the fall colors. And so here is three generations. So that's my wife, my daughter, and my wife's mother all together in one shot.
Nice.
Yeah, and with some fall colors in the back. It was one of the hikes that we did in the woods.
They all have very similar smiles, like all three of them. Like
they do. My daughter fortunately got my wife's smile and not mine.
Yeah, that would be a shame if she had yours.
Yeah, not quite as stoic as her old man, but still has the million-dollar smile. Yeah, they all have the big smile. This is the X100, because I took it on multiple hikes and just thought, hey, great, I'm gonna make sure I find a spot with. It wasn't even a plan. We were walking past some nice fall colors in the background and thought, okay, let's use a tree on the one side to sort of frame it, have something in the background, and go for the three generations. Unfortunately, so my wife's mother, her mother is still with us, just wasn't with us that day, because it could have been four generations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's interesting is neither one of us has had our wife in our photo challenge for quite some time, and they both showed up in this photo challenge.
That's true. It's like we coordinated.
Yeah, so it's a bit eerie.
Do you think they talked?
Maybe they did. Maybe they plotted this.
Yeah, that sounds like
they're like, hey, your podcast is getting too big. We got to jump on board. We got to get with this.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. So once again, X100, love you. It's pretty simple for the, I use the, what do you call those? The profiles they come with. Do you ever use those?
No idea what you're talking about.
Well, the film simulations.
Yeah. No, I do. I do use them. And actually, I think I used one of them for my shot, the something interesting photo that I, yeah, I used one of them.
Do you know which one?
No.
Cool. Yeah. I have mine set like in camera. It is set to the Provia or whatever it is, the basic one.
Sure.
But I also have Lightroom set so that when I import the raw files, it automatically applies whatever filter I shot with or whatever film simulation I shot with. It automatically applies that profile on import for each individual image, but you can then change it later in Lightroom, which is kind of awesome.
Right.
So in this case, I didn't go nuts. Like I didn't want to use the Velvia, like the super crazy one or anything like that. But it's really handy to have. And that's about it. It's one of those situations where like it's late. This is sort of later in the afternoon and it wasn't exactly cloudy, but it was a little bit overcast. And so that's what accounts for that nice light on their faces.
Yeah.
Similar to what, like your shot too. I mean, I'm guessing it was slightly overcast that day.
Yeah, indeed.
All right. All right. Got to the bottom of it. Topic this week. There really isn't one. A topic because yes. I've been busy. I have spent so much time in the shop trying to finish up that project that it's taken away from other things. But I was thinking about the interaction we had, the people getting in contact with us, with me, really, because you don't read the emails, but about the whole banning thing from your buddy Zuckerberg. And it got me to thinking, we have not done listener questions in a while. Been a long time.
Sorry, I missed what you said.
I said we haven't done listener questions in a long time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I'd like to fix that. I want to open up the floor to listener questions.
Okay, oddly, should I start shutting them out?
Yeah. Well, actually, that wouldn't be terrible. No, I've actually answered a few, a bunch offline, like people who write emails. I generally respond. If you write to questions at twohosers.com, I generally respond. Or if you DM us on our Two Hosers Instagram account, I try to respond to those as well. Like some people send helpful, one of our listeners sends very helpful advice on what to buy to make drums sound less loud. Because my son's learning to play drums.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like him to learn faster. Like, I don't mind him making noise as long as it's good. But
then the whole band's going to be over practicing in your basement.
I don't care. I'm fine with that. Like no, I said, okay. I have a table saw in my basement. I don't care. I don't care about that. The good news about that, just to go off on a tangent with the music stuff, my son is listening to some fantastic music now. Like he legitimately wants to hear good drumming stuff. Not a technical term. I don't think good drumming stuff is a music term.
Mm-hmm. It's a good band though.
Yeah. But he told me yesterday they were at school and he's in grade two, right? And they had some sort of I don't know, I wasn't listening to the whole story, but they had some sort of a music they're playing the radio or playing, see, like, I guess the teacher had Spotify or I don't know. I don't know what goes on there. And she took a request, and do you know what song my 6-year-old son requested?
A lot of songs out there to choose.
I know. To his German teacher, he requested, and he even knew the name of it, which was impressive.
Okay, go for it. Let us know.
Smells Like Teen Spirit. True story. That's a true story.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so he had that going in the class yesterday. So I was pretty proud of him with that.
Did he say it in German?
Oh, yeah. How do you say that?
Would he have?
No, he would have said the name in English, but yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't even know what teen is. You think I would, but here we are.
Teachers speak English?
No, but that's a song title.
Right.
So it's so Nirvana. Song titles you know who Nirvana is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with song titles, like they would know that, and it, like the again, I'm still confused.
Right, but if I said to you, hey, can you play 99 Luftballoons, you'd be like, oh, man, I speak German all of a sudden. Wind of Change. Okay. Oh, I speak German. Yeah, okay. I get it.
All right. So, yeah. So basically, the whole world speaks English through song titles.
The Beatles were big in Hamburg before they were big anywhere.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm learning about the world right now.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to song titles, well, you've heard of like I'm trying to think of some song title that you would have heard in a different language. I don't know. Que sera sera.
Frère Jacques.
Frère Jacques, that's an excellent one. Yeah, yeah. Alouette, je te plumerai. You know that one.
Yeah.
Je te plumerai l'année. Come on, sing a couple bars for us.
I'm not singing, but yes, I think one of my kids was singing that the other day.
Yeah, it's a good one to learn.
They had a French quiz or something. I don't know.
That's the level of French your kids are doing at this age?
No, but they were kind of going over all of the fun little French things that they've sang in the past, and that was one of, that came up.
Fun?
Yeah, they like
nothing fun. Yeah, you know what's fun in Quebec? Bonhomme and
Bonhomme de neige.
Hot maple syrup in the snow. That's then you're done, and then maybe the Quebec Major Junior League. I don't know. That's about it. Other than that, what do we care? All right. So point is, okay, great. I've answered a bunch of questions, took a lot of tips from drummers out there. Point is, it's time to address some direct questions on the show.
Okay.
Because I'm curious to know what people want to know. Maybe they want to know, hey, when will you guys retire?
Oh. Yeah.
Gonna skip that one. So, Adam, do you have any questions?
No.
Are we done yet?
Yeah.
That's a question.
Yeah.
Are we there yet?
Can I have a hall pass?
While they were filming the movie, Are You There Yet? In Vancouver, I did meet Ice Cube.
Nice.
That's a weird little twist of dream. At the Pan Pacific Hotel, bumped into Ice Cube. Hey, you're Ice Cube.
There's more than one Are We There Yet, isn't there?
Oh, there's multiple.
Yeah, I think they franchise that.
Yeah. There was one that, yeah, that, I think that was a Vancouver movie. And then there's an odd story about a different one. But no, that's not the time or the place. Point is, questions, send them via DM on the Instagram or on the open mark. Post a photo and maybe throw a question on there, with tag us, and everyone can see the question. We'll do our best to answer it. Maybe we do this once a month, once every 2 months, something like that. We'll see what the people want. And but if not, fire it off to questions@twohosers.com, and we'll be sure to talk about it on the show.
Great.
Or answer offline. All right, monthly challenge for November is black and white. Hashtag that, Two Hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram. Challenge for next week, Adam. Do you have one? I have one ready to go that we have not done in many, many moons.
Let's have it.
Let's see what you would do. Is there something that's going to fall into your wheelhouse?
Maybe at some point, Christmas card. I should do one of those.
We should do that.
But it doesn't have to be this week.
No, let's do that next week.
Okay.
The following one's going to be Christmas card.
Okay.
This one, I had gobo. We have not done a gobo or cookie, whatever it is. Whatever you want to call it. I've not done that in some time.
Okay.
So that if you have no problem with that, that's where we're going to go.
Sure.
All right. We'll talk about that next week. Meanwhile, websites, Adam, working. No, again, I do this every week.
No, I'm out.
It's muscle memory.
I'm off.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm off.
You should do a website about leg stretches so I don't have a broken Achilles.
Okay. All right.
I would follow that website.
Yeah.
Okay. You can find mine at alanatridge.com, or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.